Americans are attempting to return to normal. This week saw the reopening of the stock market, television schedules are returning to what they were before the attacks, and most sports are back after many of last week's games were canceled. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
Let's start with last night's Flyers-Rangers game.
The result of which will never be known because of President Bush's speech. It began during the break between the second and third periods, and when the teams came back on the ice to begin the third period, and they took the speech off of the giant board there in the arena in Philadelphia, the fans began chanting, "Put it back on." And so they did, and the players stood and watched the speech on their skates for the remaining 36 minutes that were left in the speech, and then when it was over, they just shook hands at center ice, and the game was declared a tie. And I think that's pretty symbolic of the fact that everybody in sports understands right now that for a while, not just for a little while, but for a while, sports has a role to play in our country, but it's going to take a back seat to other things that are far more important.
Now, it was a preseason game, but still, it's nice.
Yeah, it was a great gesture by the fans. The place was sold out. Unlike some other sports events that have started up this week, it was a sellout in Philadelphia where hockey is huge. But the fans and the players understood what was important at 9 o'clock last night.
Baseball returned on Monday. How did that go?
I think overall very well. Again, there's an understanding by the players. The New York Mets and New York Yankees have been so involved in the relief effort in New York. The Mets came out wearing caps that said NYPD and Fire Department of New York, which I think was very touching and moving and appropriate. And there were obviously ceremonies, as there will be this weekend, all around the country to commemorate what had happened and to honor the dead. And I think that everybody was ready to get away a little bit and understand that, again, sports has a place in our healing process.
Pro and college football return this weekend. You do Navy games on radio. That ought to be interesting.
I think it'll be a very emotional scene tomorrow up in Annapolis. When the Brigade of Midshipmen marches on the field, as they always do prior to the game, it will obviously have special meaning for everybody there. And again, as we watch football, which is such an emotional sport to play, it will be interesting to see how the players react and if they're able to play with the emotion that is necessary. And I don't think you'll hear the fans be as raucous or as rude as they sometimes are in sports for a good long time.
Now, how about the Ryder Cup golf match being put off for a year?
Well, I think there was a feeling that because of the uncertainty of what's to come next, because the matches were scheduled for next week in Great Britain, with the international situation, that security-wise, a golf course is the most difficult place to secure of any sporting venue because it's so spread out that there was no choice but to do it for security purposes. The other thing is, remember, the Ryder Cup is a flag-waving, we're going to get you event. And I think it would have been very difficult for fans in Great Britain to be chanting anti-U.S. cheers at this particular moment in time. So it was absolutely the right thing to do to call it off.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of The Last Amateurs, Playing for Glory and Honor in Division I College Basketball.